This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And one of the great things about this great nation is we have always had the ability to learn from tragedy. There have been tragic aspects of the American experience. You can begin with the institution of slavery. But in the struggle against slavery, which was a long struggle, it wasn't just the 4 years of civil war, it was a long struggle, America learned and we grew. And I am not saying that what happened yesterday was in any way comparable to the tragedy of slavery. In fact, I don't think there was a racial aspect to what happened yesterday. There certainly was a racial aspect to the crime of slavery, which is why I regret that the president-elect has decided to bring race into this question. It really doesn't belong. There were a sprinkling of non-white people, of people of color, in the crowd, in the mob, that had been mobilized by President Trump. It was, frankly, a diverse group of losers. But losers and creeps, yes, they all were. Thus far, 55 people have been charged, facing federal charges by the U.S. Attorney's Office in D.C. on a myriad of offenses, including unlawful entry, assault, theft, and weapons charges. One individual allegedly had 11 Molotov cocktails. So, look, I think we can feel thankful that they didn't use those weapons and that the damage to the Capitol building was even worse. But there were people, again, who are extraordinarily upset at the way that the police handled this thing. And that, it seems to me, is a real and an inevitable reaction when you take a look at how far this handful, and again, it wasn't thousands upon thousands upon thousands, it may have been a couple of thousand, but to fold in the face of those demonstrators was tragic. Morning Joe. Joe Scarborough, himself a former congressman from Florida, so he worked in that building. He has some feeling for it. He said this about the Capitol Hill police. This is clip 7.
So I want to know from the Capitol Hill police, what is it? Is it just white people? Or is it Donald Trump supporters? Why do you scream at people for walking across the street 3 blocks away from the Capitol? Why are you known as badasses around the Capitol? But then Trump supporters come in and you open the f***ing doors for them. You open the doors for them and let them breach the people's house. What is wrong with you? I also want to know, are we a nation of laws? Are we a nation of one man? Donald J. Trump called for the insurrection against the United States of America. He called for it. Rudy Giuliani called for combat justice just an hour or two before this happened. Donald Trump Jr. said, "We are coming for you."
Okay, and Donald Trump Jr. was speaking very directly at that minority, and it was only a minority, a brave minority, a wonderful minority, led by people like Chip Roy of Texas, part of the Freedom Caucus, very conservative member of Congress, people like Adam Kinzinger, who has been terrific from Illinois. And, yeah, there were over 40 Republicans who voted right, but what shamefully yesterday, and it was shameful, and there's no justification for it. Shamefully, there were 122 Republican members of the House of Representatives who joined the Ted Cruz Cuckoo Caucus yesterday. And this is even after the disaster happened. Now, not everybody did. There were people who had planned to be part of the effort to challenge the electoral votes of Arizona, but who thought better of it. And one of them, very sadly, is soon to be former senator from Georgia, Kelly Loeffler. Now, she's been senator for, I believe it's less than a year now. But she was appointed to serve out the unfilled term of Johnny Isaacson. And this is clip 12. This is Senator Loeffler talking about changing her mind. Only at that disastrous rally, if she had not attended that rally, if Trump hadn't done that rally, she might still be in the U.S. Senate and the Republicans might have maintained control. Trump was unhinged and destructive and revolting and showing all of the reasons that he is his own worst enemy as president. Because if you listen to that rally speech he gave in Dalton, Georgia, the night before the Georgia election, which was so important to him, and we're talking about two nights ago, it's not ancient history, the president was unhinged. He was talking about his hatred for people like Brad Raffensperger. He's talking about his hatred for Brian Kemp, the Republican governor. And Kelly Loeffler got up, and she was pointing up and pointing down and pointing this way and pointing that way. And she was wearing her MAGA cap, and she was saying, oh, yes, she's going to vote with Trump to challenge the electoral votes from Arizona. She was part of that 14 group of 14 senators. In the end, eight of them changed their minds, as she did. Here's Kelly Loeffler explaining why. Clip 12.
When I arrived in Washington this morning, I fully intended to object to the certification of the electoral votes. However, the events that have transpired today have forced me to reconsider, and I cannot now in good conscience object to the certification of these electors. The violence, the lawlessness, and siege of the halls of Congress are abhorrent and stand as a direct attack on the very institution my objection was intended to protect, the sanctity of the American democratic process. And I thank law enforcement for keeping us safe.
Oh, good for Senator Loeffler. And there's a line in Macbeth toward the beginning, it's in Act One, where nothing in his life became him like the leaving it. They're talking about the old Thane of Cawdor. Nothing during Kelly Loeffler's brief service became her more than leaving her service in the Senate with at least making the right decision there. And then there was James Lankford, senator from Oklahoma. He previously had indicated he would challenge the Electoral College results, but he thought better of it. And Lankford is an impressive guy. He is a deeply religious guy. Question would be, why would so many deeply religious people sign on to this misbegotten, idiotic, brain-dead crusade? I'm holding here my hand, and it makes me sick. Just ill. It's a solicitation for a conservative institute, a respected conservative institute, think tank. I won't tell you which one because I don't want to give them any credit at all. I think what they're doing here is disgusting. They have a little picture of the Battle of Lexington with the Minutemen, some of them lying dead and wounded, and the smoke. And they say on the front page of the card that they send out as a solicitation, the battle begins. Then inside the card it says, following a protracted series of election night disputes, the battle against an entrenched elite, those who would sacrifice our inalienable rights, emerges as an existential battle for the soul and destiny of America. And it's that kind of rhetoric. must end. We'll be right back on the MedVet Show.
My husband was researching on the internet of ways to ease my pain in both of my hips, and it was to the point where I couldn't even hardly walk, and I would cry, and I couldn't move. So he read about Relief Factor, and so he said, let's give it a try. So we ordered it, and it took about, I'd say, 5 days of being on it. Oh, my gosh. I don't even feel like I have any problems whatsoever. I thank you with all of my heart. This product is amazing, and I am so, so thankful.
Relief Factor really can help. The three-week quick start is here to stay. It's discounted all the way down to $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. There are no drugs, no chemicals, just good, healthful stuff. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Call 833-654-PAIN. It's toll-free. 833-654-PAIN, or go to the website michaelmedved.com and click on the big banner for Relief Factor.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. MyPillow is patented and adjusts to any sleep position. It's washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, and 100% made in the USA. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products. Buy now and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call and proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on a food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Michael Medved Show. One of the questions about the rage that that Joe Scarborough expressed about the Capitol Police letting these demonstrators, as they were called, protesters, rioters really, letting them into the Capitol building yesterday, raises, I think, one of the most important questions. And it's a question that Kayleigh McEnany did not answer in her brief press briefing. She just made a statement. And here's the question. Is it possible that one of the reasons the Capitol Police basically retreated in the face of that crowd is they had been informed about what the president had said, and they thought that they were actually doing the right thing because the president wanted these people to come into the Capitol building? And what did the president think was going to happen when he said, let's march up Pennsylvania Avenue and we'll try to give more courage to the people who need more courage to resist the stolen election, etc.? We will get to that. Here was the statement by the president's press secretary, Kayleigh McEnany, moments ago. Listen.
I am here to deliver this message on behalf of the entire White House. Let me be clear. The violence we saw yesterday at our nation's capital was appalling, reprehensible, and antithetical to the American way. We condemn it, the president and this administration, in the strongest possible terms. It is unacceptable, and those that broke the law should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. I stood here at this podium the day after a historic church burned amid violent riots, and I said this: the First Amendment guarantees the right of the people to peaceably assemble. What we saw last night in Washington and across the country was not that, end quote. Make no mistake, what we saw yesterday afternoon in the halls of our Capitol likewise was not that. We grieve for the loss of life and those injured, and we hold them in our prayers and close to our hearts at this time. We thank our valiant law enforcement officers who are true American heroes. What we saw yesterday was a group of violent rioters undermining the legitimate First Amendment rights of the many thousands who came to peacefully have their voices heard in our nation's capital. Those who violently besieged our capital are the opposite of everything this administration stands for. The core value of our administration is the idea that all citizens have the right to live in safety, peace, and freedom. Those who are working in this building are working to ensure an orderly transition of power. Now it is time for America to unite, to come together, to reject the violence that we have seen. We are one American people under God. Thank you very much.
Okay, why is she making that statement and not Donald John Trump? And the obvious question is this: what did the president think was going to happen? He suggested to the very large crowd that heard him speak, he suggested that they march up to the Capitol building to send a message to weak Republicans who he felt needed to hear from ordinary people. That's why I wonder about whether some of the Capitol Police or some elements of the authorities thought, well, wait a minute, these are people who are sent by the president. What did he think was going to happen? People are going to march up? He could have said that. He could have said, now, I want you to march up to the Capitol building, but it's kind of closed off. It's not open to people. You can't just come in there and interrupt the Senate and the House when they are in process of solidifying the electoral vote processes. Here was Senator Langford, the senator from Oklahoma, one of the most conservative senators, speaking about why he was changing his intention to join the challenge to the Electoral College results. Listen, this is clip 8.
The peaceful people in my state in Oklahoma want their questions answered, but they don't want this, what happened today. They want to do the right thing, and they also want to do it the right way. They want to honor the constitutional process, but they also want to have debate about election security because they want to make sure it's right, which is why it's an important issue that still needs to be resolved. Transparency in government just doesn't seem like a bad idea. Obviously, the commission that we have asked for is not going to happen at this point, and I understand that. And we're headed towards tonight, towards the certification of Joe Biden to be the President of the United States. And we will work together in this body to be able to set a peaceful example for the days ahead.
Okay, Mitt Romney saluted Senator Loeffler and saluted James Lankford for having pulled back. Of the 14 senators who initially were going to persist with challenging the electoral votes, 8 changed their minds and saw the light. That's why the final Senate vote was 93-6, which is solid and which is good. But there are real questions about, again, what was supposed to happen? What did President Trump think would happen by summoning people to Washington, D.C.? This is what I think is most heartbreaking and frankly loathsome about the president's behavior and all of this. He summoned people to the nation's capital. He asked them to come to try to stop the steal, to fight for a second term for Donald Trump this year. He addressed those people who came to the nation's capital. What did he think he was going to accomplish by that? Did he think that people in the Capitol building, in the Senate, and the House would be so terrified of the people that he had brought to Washington and said, it's going to be wild, we're going to have a wild time? Those people included Jake Angeli, a longtime QAnon supporter and a fixture of right-wing rallies over the last year, who was photographed storming the Capitol and sitting on the Senate dais wearing a fur and a horned hat, bare-chested with a painted face. He was recognized by the Arizona Republic. There was also Richard Barnett of Northwest Arkansas. He is the one who was photographed sitting behind a desk in Speaker Nancy Pelosi's office. He said he left her a note which said, Nancy, Bego was here, you, and then he had a unpleasant word. Derek Evans, a newly elected GOP member of West Virginia's House of Delegates, so he's in the legislature, was among the rioters. He live-streamed it and then deleted the videos from inside the Capitol. Okay, Mr. President, did you want people to go inside the Capitol? Was that what you were expecting them to do? The Kayleigh McEnany statement isn't going to hold water. The president's going to need to come up and face the music, or he'll be facing the 25th Amendment for sure. We'll be right back.
800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's Facebook and Instagram accounts will be locked through at least Inauguration Day. That's according to Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg. Zuckerberg writing that, in his opinion, the president used his platform to condone rather than condemn his supporters' behavior. Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser wants a nonpartisan commission to look into the violence at the U.S. Capitol.
Congress must immediately transfer command of the District of Columbia National Guard from the President of the United States and put it squarely under the command and control of the Mayor of the District of Columbia.
She said what happened at the Capitol was textbook terrorism and added that what took place went against the district's values. President Trump set to spend his second-to-last weekend in office at Camp David. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Of debate.
Give me more.
The Michael Medved Show.
On the Michael Medved Show, it is unbelievable. all the news is unbelievable. Again, I'm thinking about Trump's most recent statement, which was at 3:49 a.m. this morning. That's Eastern time. Middle of the night when the Congress was wrapping up and certifying Joe Biden's election. I know his name. And by the way, he was, it seems to me, generally very effective yesterday. He added one element that I think brought in a racial element that wasn't necessary. He said he'd received a text message in the middle of the day from his 21-year-old granddaughter, Finnegan Biden. I'm sure that's true. That she had pointed out, what many people have pointed out, is how much more aggressive police had been with Black Lives Matter protesters. By the way, I think part of that was the idea that those protesters were out of doors. And out of doors lends itself to fighting much more directly than inside a historic building where there's breakable art and windows and members of Congress who are sheltering right nearby. It's a different setting. In any event, the vice president, president-elect, said, "No one can tell me if it had been a group of Black Lives Matters protesting yesterday, they would have been treated very, very differently from the mob of thugs that stormed the Capitol." We all know that's true, and it's unacceptable, totally unacceptable. The American people saw it in plain view. Actually, most of the Capitol Police, I believe the majority are African American or black. And they do a great job. And I think sort of claiming that the Capitol Police and the Metropolitan D.C. Police, where it's also heavily represented and the leadership is African-American, black, I think that bringing the racial element in was probably not necessary. Let me go to Sid, who's calling up from Atlanta. And Sid, I gotta offer you congratulations. You won all the marbles, your side. I assume you were a supporter for now Senator-elect Warnock and Senator-elect Ossoff.
No question. I got a big Kool-Aid smile in my face. I love it.
Okay. Well, look, you won Georgia in November, and then you won again in December. So you ought to be very appreciative of, or January, actually, you ought to be very appreciative of Donald Trump. He handed you the victory, didn't he?
I guess, but I appreciate more of Stacey Abrams than anybody else. She did a wonderful job getting all of us.
She did what you do in politics, which is you organize to come back and win the next time. And
exactly.
I salute her. Go ahead.
Happy New Year's. And I just want to say that the Skynet president has failed. And I think that this man has premeditated this whole deal. Even all of us could see it, even yourself. Well, one of my phone calls to you in the past was that he said during his first election, when he was running against Hillary, he said that there's going to be a riot if he does not win. And he recently told his son at an interview that there will be a riot if he does not win. And I told you that this man is not predicting a riot. He's calling for one. So I think that this president is criminal, and there's something that needs to be done. We shouldn't vote him out of office. I mean, we should wait till
he's been voted out of office.
We shouldn't do anything. Yeah.
But here's the problem right now. Is my concern right now is not, frankly, what happens to Trump, but what happens for the country. And he clearly has to either resign or concede, work to ease the transition. And I don't know, maybe then resign a couple of days early or something like that. But somehow there has to be an acknowledgement that this entire strategy, which is un-American, and I've been outspoken about from the beginning, I will say, this entire strategy of contesting the election is just incredibly wrong-headed. But, Sid, you actually said something that is true, and I'd forgotten about that, that he did say that there would be civil unrest. He said it would be much worse than what happened over the summer. There'd be terrible civil unrest if people claimed he lost the election. He refused to believe that he could lose the election. And I do think that what is a shame about this, there's a piece by Michael Goodwin, who's a big supporter of President Trump, very, very big fan. He writes in the New York Post, very pro-Trump newspaper. And he says this about President Trump: first among the long list of casualties is Trump's legacy. He writes, his accomplishments, the good he did, and the people whose hopes and opportunities he lifted are now overshadowed by recklessness. The president gave, and then he talks about his two speeches. And he brings up again and reminds me of what the president said most recently. And let me just read you the whole thing. It's a statement that he issued at 3:49 in the morning this morning through Dan Scavino, his Twittermeister. Even though I totally disagree with the outcome of the election, and the facts bear me out, nevertheless, there will be an orderly transition on January 20th. I've always said we would continue to fight to ensure that only legal votes were counted. While this represents the end of the greatest first term in presidential history, it's only the beginning of our fight to make America great again. It's not a concession. I know he said we will never concede. What does that mean? that we will never concede. In other words, the horrible aspect of this and of sending the demonstrators up to the Capitol building and all of it is, I don't believe for one moment that Trump even sincerely believes that he won the election in a landslide. I don't believe that he believes that. I don't believe for a single moment he believed that Barack Obama was born in Kenya. And to get people to sacrifice their lives, to experience injury, to see ruined political careers, and I think that is going to be the case with people like Josh Hawley and Ted Cruz. To do that in the name of something you don't even believe yourself is no good. I'll tell you else, what else is no good is there were actually demonstrations all around the country yesterday. In state capitals in over 40 states, in Olympia, Washington, there were protesters who assaulted the governor's mansion, where Governor Inslee lives. And why? Because they think that that President Trump, who lost Washington State by about 20 points, because they think he won Washington State. No, he didn't win Washington State. And Lauren Culp did not win the governorship in Washington State. He lost by 500,000 votes. But they have demands about masking and about regulations involving COVID. This is one of the other things that the president could emphasize for the next 2 weeks, is ensuring cooperation and teamwork and one message together with President-elect Biden concerning the vaccination program, which hasn't been going particularly well and needs to improve and needs to get better organized. Should be on the phone with all the governors about what can be done in the next 2 weeks to make this a smoother process, to get more people vaccinated. Because the pandemic is still there. And no, not a lot of people were masked yesterday while they were storming the Capitol building. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, serving collectors since 1983. Our reputation is spotless, which is why well-respected radio talk show hosts Dennis Prager and Michael Medved have recommended me for years. Some dealers offer gimmicks like free silver. Really, free silver? They have to make that cost up somewhere. Others tell you to drop in and offer gold and silver bullion, but use bait and switch tactics to sell you expensive collectible coins instead. While they're fun and historical, they're usually marked up 10 times as much as bullion. Have questions? Give me a call and I'll share my 4 decades of experience with you. Whether you want to buy, sell, or trade, call me at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or visit AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694.
The country and the culture are in chaos. Our traditional foundations are under attack. And we're told that America didn't begin in 1776 with the stirring vision of the founders, but in 1619 with the first arrival of slaves. One organization that resists this sort of nonsense and that proudly holds true to the nation's first principles is the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. Go to the website, faithandfreedom.com, and you'll see insightful, bold opinion pieces on subjects like religious freedom, socialism, free markets, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization. See Dr. David Ayers on Why Did They Steal My Flag? See Dr. Gary Smith on I Still Like Ike. And see our friend Paul Kanger's latest on Karl Marx's nasty views on Christianity, Judaism, evolution, and race. You can find all of this and much more at the website for the Institute of Faith and Freedom. Go to michaelmedved.com and click on the banner, the Institute for Faith and Freedom.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
On the Michael Medved Show, one of the events of yesterday that actually didn't reflect well on the conservative cause was there a couple of hundred people who gathered in Olympia, Washington, in the state capitol. And it's really unclear what exactly they were trying to do. They, of course, were trying to show support for President Trump and try to show opposition to the certification of all of the electoral votes making Joe Biden our next president. All of that went through. It went through by overwhelming majorities in both the House and the Senate. But it sounded like this when they began to knock down the fence surrounding the governor's mansion, which is where Governor Inslee and his wife Trudy actually live. Listen, this is clip 15. Okay, and then when they were gathered outside his house, there were actually state troopers who did an excellent job. The law enforcement was terrific here in Olympia, Washington. They were protecting the governor, who I don't think they have indicated where he was at the time, but he probably was at home. And there probably is some kind of secure area in the governor's mansion. I assume there is. I don't know. But they sounded like this outside the governor's home on his front porch, where the public isn't really supposed to be. Listen.
Yeah!
obviously, cooler heads prevailed. They did leave without getting what they want. What they want, of course, among their demands, is basically the end to any COVID-related regulations. Where in Washington State, for a variety of reasons, we have not been one of the worst states hit, even though we were one of the first. Lindsey Graham spoke, I think, for lots of Americans yesterday. And after the riots and as they were wrapping up their business on certifying the Electoral College votes, the senator from South Carolina spoke well. And he had this to say, clip five.
Trump and I, we've had a hell of a journey. I hate it being this way. Oh, my God, I hate it. From my point of view, he's been a consequential president. But today, first thing you'll see, all I can say is count me out. Enough is enough. I've tried to be helpful. But when this Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled 4-3 that they didn't violate the Constitution of Wisconsin, I agree with the 3, but I accept the 4. If Al Gore can accept 5-4, he's not president. I can accept Wisconsin 4-3. Pennsylvania, it went to the Second Circuit. So much for all the judges being in Trump's pocket. They said, no, you're wrong. I accept the Pennsylvania Second Circuit that Trump's lawsuit wasn't right. Georgia, they said the Secretary of State took the law in his own hands. He changed the election laws unlawfully. A federal judge said, no, I accept the federal judge even though I don't agree with it. Fraud. They said there's 66,000 people in Georgia under 18 voted. How many people believe that? I asked, give me 10. Hadn't had one. They said 8,000 felons in prison in Arizona voted. Give me 10. I hadn't gotten one. Does that say there's problems in every election? I don't buy this. Enough's enough. We got to end it.
Okay, that was Lindsey Graham. And then there was a remarkable speech, I thought, a deeply moving speech by Mitt Romney, who knows something about the right way to lose elections. Clip 11A.
Today was heartbreaking, and I was shaken to the core as I thought about the people I met in China and Russia and Afghanistan and Iraq and other places who yearn for freedom and who look to this building and these shores as a place of hope. And I saw the images being broadcast around the world, and it breaks my heart. I have 25 grandchildren. Many of them were watching TV, thinking about this building, whether their grandpa was okay. I knew I was okay. I must tell you as well, I was proud to serve with these men and women. This is an extraordinary group of people. I'm proud to be a member of the United States Senate and meet with people of integrity as we do here today. Now we gather due to a selfish man's injured pride and the outrage of supporters who he has deliberately misinformed for the past 2 months and stirred to action this very morning. What happened here today was an insurrection incited by the President of the United States.
And then he says this, which I think really counts for the way a lot of people have come to feel. This is 11B.
Those who choose to continue to support his dangerous gambit by objecting to the results of a legitimate democratic election will forever be seen as being complicit in an unprecedented attack against our democracy. Fairly or not, they'll be remembered for their role in this shameful episode in American history. That will be their legacy. I salute Senator Langford, Loeffler, and Braun, and Daines, and I'm sure others, who in the light of today's outrage have withdrawn their objection. For any who remain insistent on an audit in order to satisfy the many people who believe that the election was stolen, I'd offer this perspective. No congressional audit is ever going to convince these voters, particularly when the president will continue to say that the election was stolen. the best way we can show respect for the voters who are upset is by telling them the truth.
A standing ovation from his colleagues. Look, telling people the truth is sometimes hard to do, but it's our biggest responsibility. One responsibility is to tell you the truth about an incredibly affecting and well-done film that is out there and available for you to see in theaters and, on video on demand as well. It's an import from Ireland. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
A working-class woman in Dublin faces a brutally abusive husband and needs to find some safe place where she and her two adorable little girls can live. In the outstanding Irish import, Herself. Now streaming on Amazon Prime.
I want to fix himself.
I know, but there are some people you just can't.
The plot of the movie centers on the main character trying to build a tiny house for herself in the backyard of an aging doctor who she serves as a cleaning lady. Claire Dunn, who's outstanding in the chief role, is an acclaimed Irish stage actress who here co-wrote and co-produced this exceptional film. It's rated an appropriate R for searing scenes of domestic brutality and lots of harsh language, but Herself is ultimately about love and hope, emerging as one of 2020's better films. 3.5 stars for the beautifully crafted Herself. And even though you may not have heard of any of the actors or participants in this film, it's eminently worth seeing. And yeah, it's sometimes a little challenging to cut through the Irish brogue, but well worth it. And it's a film, even though it's about abuse and brokenness, it's really about healing and uplift and inspiration and friendship and fellowship. Tomorrow on the MedVed Show, we'll talk about these attempts to cut the Trump administration in order. I also think it's very likely that by the time we're on air tomorrow, the president will have made some further statement or some adjustment. We will cover all of that. We also have a bunch of new movies, including a fascinating film that features a talking Bible. It's pro-religious, actually. That and much more in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.